White House slams Republicans for not bailing out Democrats on Feinstein dilemma. By Wendell Hussebo on April 18, 2023. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre slammed Republicans on Tuesday for not bailing out the Democrat senators who wish to temporarily replace sickly Senator Dianne Feinstein, DCA, on the Judiciary Committee. Senate Republicans have refused to bail out Democrats' dilemma of Feinstein's health-related absence, which has delayed judicial confirmations. Feinstein holds a key vote on the Judiciary Committee. Last week, Feinstein told Senator Chuck Schumer, DCA, she could be temporarily replaced on the committee until she returns amid calls for her resignation. But at least 10 Senate Republicans would have to agree on the Senate floor to replace Feinstein with another Democrat on the committee. This is a request that we think is reasonable, Jean-Pierre said. This is something that Senator Dianne Feinstein asked for. This is her request. The press secretary ripped Republicans for using a health absence to protect America from far-left judges being confirmed by the Senate. It is flat wrong to seek partisan health issues of a colleague, she said. This is something she put forward. This was her request. Watch, Karine Jean-Pierre can't defend Biden refusing to comment on Trump case. She has had an impressive career, Jean-Pierre said, noting that Feinstein can retire when she is ready. This is a decision for her to make when it comes to her future. This week, Senate Republicans have soundly rejected Schumer's attempt to replace Feinstein on the committee. I will not go along with Chuck Schumer's plan to replace Senator Feinstein on the Judiciary Committee and pack the court with activist judges, Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, stated. Joe Biden wants the Senate to rubber stamp his unqualified and controversial judges to radically transform America. Feinstein has missed nearly 60 votes since her shingles diagnosis in mid-February. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter at Wendell Hussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.